Tov.
Erev Tov. Okay, good evening.
Tov, yesh lanu shiur.
Okay, so we have a lesson. Malchut and Zeranpin advancing together towards the goal. In order to advance together to the goal, we see from our world an example that we need to grow first. Boys, girls are born, babies, and they grow up and up, and actually they grow apart. It depends on what time, at what age. There seems to be a certain inclination towards each other, and then it turns out that there's a connection between them. From this we can learn what happens to us also on the spiritual path. On our spiritual path, we also need to grow men and women apart, and then when they're truly ready, these are ready and they are ready, the men are ready, the women are ready, then they can understand how to connect. We don't even talk about the connection yet, because for that we need to be a spiritual man, a spiritual woman, and then between them there can be a spiritual zivug, a spiritual coupling. It's not simple, it's not immediate. There's definitely a correction that precedes it. For the man, a correction is done specifically through connection. In groups, in tens, the right connection. They have a tendency for connection, kind of like with children, like boys do. But nevertheless, it's not the correct inclination. They have to overcome it and to sort themselves correctly. A woman, and also a man, of course, the connection needs to be above reason, and then we have many verses for this and a lot of materials, and the work around this is surrounding them all the time. And to say that it succeeds barely succeeding. With a woman specifically, the demand is not for the connection like it is for the rejection. Because these two parts in the will to receive in a man and in a woman, so in a woman, the will to receive is more natural. Hence, in other words, the stages of correction for a woman are more in protecting herself from slander, from criticism over others, over the other women. Because naturally, that's how in a woman it increases more. The evil inclination overcomes more in such a manner, more than in a man. A man doesn't really see the others so much. A woman immediately, with her eyes, sees everything that way. That's why if we are talking about the corrections, then the correction in faith above reason needs to be specifically more in relation to that direction. I haven't spoken about this beforehand because it wasn't so relevant and necessary. But now it's more needed. As we need to try to see that there's none else besides him, that the Creator is the one that spins for us all matters, that he stands before each and every one and aims me to see in a special way all these girlfriends of mine, and upon each and every one that I see what the Creator wants me to see. He confuses me or spins me. And all of this so that I will overcome it and judge them to the scale of merit. That's less problematic for men. Really, nature here is very different between men and women. And on this side, for a woman, it is much easier to reach correction, whereas than it is for a man, because she has before her the problem is revealed to see other women, first of all women, other women in a nice way. And why? Because all the characters, the forms that are not beautiful, not good, we need to understand that that's what the Creator is bringing before us so that we will overcome it in faith above reason. Don't forget that He's doing it, and He's doing it so that we will be able to rise above the ego and see everything in a good eye, that it all comes from the Creator. If we succeed in stabilizing ourselves in such a way, from that moment onwards, we enter into the spiritual feeling of reality. Therefore, this big difference in the work of a man and the work of a woman in Kabbalists, in Kabbalah, it stands out greatly. And that's why it seems as if Kabbalah is written more for men than to women, and it's not true. Rather, because it is more difficult for men to scrutinize where their place for work is. And for women, it's easier. Why? Because everywhere she turns, she sees in her critical, natural eye what to do. Meaning, don't forget that there's nothing else besides him that's spinning everything for us. And to justify him and place oneself in such a way, in the correct way, all the time, above nature, above where the evil inclination dictates. It's a difficult work. But everyone is capable of doing so. If we want to reach spirituality and really feel how the Creator is governing the world. The moment women start to work in that way, rising above nature, above their criticism, above their narrow vision, and to try to see everything as it is all 100% correct, that there's none else besides him, that it's not I see the world, but rather I see my evil upon the white light. If so, if I don't forget that, if I as a woman don't forget that, then accordingly we will advance towards the truth. And on the other hand, the men, they must not play in connection like they usually do, like children do, but rather in a different form of connection, also above reason, to see everyone ready, correct, and everything that doesn't work out and doesn't connect is because the Creator is constantly placing before us all kinds of difficulties between us, putting all kinds of conditions before us, and we need to justify Him for doing this only so that we will rise above our nature in faith and the force of bestowal above reason, above knowledge. This is how each of us perceives his part in reality. A woman on the side of women, a man on the side of men. And when she raises herself above reason, it's called that they grew and became bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, ready for connection between them. And then they're already in a spiritual degree and they can connect between them. And as a result of that, they will have a corrected soul. That's the spiritual boys and girls that they give birth to. We haven't spoken in such a way this far. I didn't think that the time will come for it. But when I felt a little the women part lately, I saw that we can talk about this. This is why let's move this in part of our workshop. So my first question, what is the correct preparation for the correct zivug, coupling between man and woman, please? What is the proper preparation for the correct coupling between a man and a woman, the correct zivug? That's why we see in the Torah that everyone is around Mount Sinai. Yet there's a part that are men connecting between them, and there's a special arvut between them relative to the women part, which have also a special arvut. How will we maintain between us, the women, onto the arvut, such that I will constantly, when I'm looking at everyone, I prepare myself in advance to rise above the criticism, because it's not just like that, because I want to be good or righteous or something, but because what I see below the criticism is what the Creator is stabilizing before me. Okay? How do we women decide between us, build between us the arvut, such that whenever I see my criticism, over someone. It's mostly woman towards another woman. But I understand that it's the Creator is giving me an exercise to rise to Him, to get closer to Him again, that He is doing this to me. And He wants for me in such a manner to remember that it's from Him and get closer to Him. How do we build this arvut, this contradiction and yet connection, and not we're going to read a quote from Rabash, an article. What is the Torah is the middle line in the work. One needs to believe that there's none else besides Him, meaning that the Creator is obligating him to do the good deeds. But because a person is not yet worthy to know that the Creator obligates him, the Creator clothes himself in clothings of flesh and blood, by which the Creator makes these actions, meaning as far as the posterior, the Horaim, the Creator does. Meaning, the Creator sees the face of people, but man needs to believe that behind the face of people, the Creator stands and does those actions. Meaning that in the posterior of man, the Creator stands and makes him do those actions that the Creator wants. We find that the Creator is the operator of all, but a person considers what he sees and not what he should believe. How will we nevertheless always remember or go back really quickly to the knowledge that we have, that we're dealing with the Creator only? Not my girlfriends, not my friends, not the world, nothing. All is depicted by the Creator. How will we have some tendency, reminder? How will we sort ourselves in such a way that we will not forget this, or at least that we'll get back to it really quickly? Because every moment that I all of a sudden grasp myself of, whoa, how I'm thinking, what am I seeing? I understand that the Creator is the one who arranged that for me in order to bring me back to the correct perception. So what do we do? To constantly see the world as this is what the Creator is drawing for me, and I only have business with Him and not with the world itself. If we effort in that, within a short period of time, we will start to see the real world, the world of truth, the spiritual world. Please.
Through Arvut.
How do I maintain myself such that each time I'm reminded by my obligation to my girlfriends to know that we're together between us and with the Creator? And it doesn't matter what thoughts, what forms, what I'm thinking or what I see, I don't forget the correction of hearing, sight, thought, speech, my actions. How do we commit? How do we make a covenant? How do we sign a covenant? Please.
When I feel something unpleasant.
But let's try to truly do this. Meaning, from this moment onwards, as we're talking, we are really signing a covenant and are trying. And see where the entrance to spirituality is. Start feeling it. Please.
Happy to have friends like that.
If we want to reach spirituality, we have no choice, but each and every one needs to understand that she is holding everyone. That's the matter of a covenant. How do we really, as women, it's different than with men. They're more, usually behave with responsibility. They relate to everything in a responsible way, serious way, meticulous way. How will we feel ourselves that each is responsible for the others, and that's how we are only together will maintain the spiritual state between us, so it will be stabilized. The moment we're ready for spirit, for mutual support, we start to feel the degree of Bina. By the way, a corrected woman is so called. How can we feel that we are in responsibility, in mutual arvut, in a covenant, in mutual support, that I can't enter the king's gate to the spiritual world, to the sensation of the upper world, if it's not through the support of my girlfriends? How do we nevertheless accept that and implement it? Our mutual support, such that each doesn't fall from feeling that she is before the Creator, and it's all thanks to the covenant. Please. I want from here on to feel myself being supported by everyone and to feel myself responsible for everyone. Please. Over everyone, the meaning is the 10. We don't need the whole world.
And lack of belief.
Besides the fact that a woman looks at the world with a more critical eye, and it's good, it's right, it's not a flaw by any chance, by any way. The Creator makes her more sensitive that way to the blemishes, to flaws. Besides that, there's another good addition in a woman relative to a man, because she has a natural feeling of low self-esteem. Did I say that right? No, because I see that it's hard to accept it. I'm saying about all these things that I wish that we would have as men. I'm saying this seriously. It's great help that there is such a thing. So my question according to that is, Rabash used to talk to his student in such a way that women have this feeling of kind of a little lowness of that you have to be careful touching that. Like, you have to respect it, that women feel that way, and you have to respect it. A real man doesn't go to hurt a woman. That's clear. No, I just wanted to ask it this way. How do we, women, how can we make this feeling of low esteem to as a means for spiritual ascent? Because nothing is given just like that. If it was given specifically to women, so how can they, thanks to that, specifically together with that critical part that's inside them, that's more than a man, to use it in order to enter the king's palace quickly. Please. I, as a man, am telling you that there is plenty to envy in a woman in these two things, which is the feeling of a little low esteem and criticism. It really helps in the Creator's work. Naturally, a woman is closer to that. That's why the whole Torah is specifically written for men that need to be given on their head until they understand, until they connect in the right way. A woman seemingly is more ready as far as nature is. So please, what with this? Well, and another very special measure that a woman has, that tendency for family, the concern for the family, which a man does not have in such a way at all. He can't think or care in such a way. Well, it's clear to us. That's how we're built. How can we also, with that natural tendency, use in order to come to the correction of the world, to our spiritual dimension, specifically through that tendency for family, for the concern for the family? How do I, as a woman, how can I, as a woman, see through my concern to the family, the care for the whole world will appear to be as my family? I have from here a very clear example of the correction of the world, of my correction. I feel it inside of me, in my tendency for the family, that if I were to have such a tendency for the whole world, the soul would be corrected. Can we imagine such a thing? Please?
It'll attract more light.
Well, and now, after we talked about those three tendencies that are typical to women, the first tendency was what? Criticism. Yes. Criticism. Natural criticism. Of course. No one's to blame for anything, right? No, it's really like that. The second tendency is low self-esteem. And the third one, love for family. Do you understand how much men are lacking due to that? What poor things. That the whole Torah is not helpful for them in as much as a woman is closer to the Creator. Now the question. Now I really feel this from nature. From my knowledge of nature. How will we pass to the men a little of what we have? And if so, in a corrected manner. That's the role of a woman. Yes. Because they're like, I don't know if they're neutered or, I don't know, they don't have this. They're lacking this. This is, we can see how much men are missing a soul, truly. How can we pass to men this tendency, this feeling? That's called connection between a man and a woman. Please. But first we need to be corrected, yes? and then we will be able to pass this to them. Please. Now I'm going back home. Yes? How will I, according to Rav's advice, tell my husband about what we talked about, what we agreed upon, and how I need to work now also inside the family? Please, what will you tell your husbands? No, but together, everyone in the tents kind of compose this kind of a story. How to present it to the husband so that...
me the same questions.
How... this is my last question. How will I, as I received from the Creator those three tendencies, remember them, right? Okay. You don't forget. Okay. How do I specifically, due to these tendencies that are kind of bring certain weakness to women, how do I, thanks to that, feel a connection with the Creator, more internal, more powerful, more direct, such that I for my beloved and my beloved for me? Where specifically, thanks to these three seemingly expressing weakness tendencies. Please.
Giving him contentment.
Let's end the end of this workshop, this discussion, I don't know how to call it. Let's do for a minute silence and think how we're connected together and with the Creator to truly one body. Please. Thank you very much. It's a wonder to feel the women group and the men group and how much this one is lacking and that one's not lacking, and then how these groups, if they were to complement one another, they would reach completion, perfection. Thank you.